genuinely ready to help. Connect with us at myguardiancu.com or call us at 334-244-9999. Federally insured by NCUA.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Radio, only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Biden administration unveiling new pandemic rules for federal workers and some contractors. Any federal civilian employee who does not attest to being fully vaccinated will be subject to universal masking, weekly testing, physical distancing from other workers, and restrictions on official travel. From Ohio to New Jersey, powerful storms, including suspected tornadoes, caused a whole lot of damage last evening. 5 people injured in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, northeast of Philadelphia. More than 200 people have now arrived in the U.S. from Afghanistan, the first evacuation flight for Afghans who worked alongside Americans in Afghanistan. Former Senator Carl Levin has died. The Michigan Democrat was 87. Wall Street, Dow futures down 103 points. NASDAQ futures off 197. More details at srnnews.com.
At Nom Nom, we make real, good food for dogs and cats. And we mean that exactly like it sounds. Real, as in 100% whole ingredients. No dyes, fillers, or preservatives. Just restaurant-quality cuts of protein and hand-picked veggies. The same stuff you eat. Good, as in irresistible for our 4-legged family members. The research even says our recipes have higher food-to-stool ratios, which means they're more digestible and energizing than kibbles and cans. Food, as in recipe after recipe, all prepped and mixed in our kitchens. No flash frying, no extrusion, only carefully selected ingredients individually cooked to seal in maximum nutrition. Dogs and cats, as in yours and yours alone. Each of our meals comes carefully pre-portioned and delivered to fulfill your pet's exact nutritional needs based on age, weight management, and sensitivities. Not a calorie more than they need. See? Exactly like it sounds. Try 50% off your first order of Nom Nom Fresh Pet Food at trynom.com/radio. That's trynom.com/radio.
Commuting driver, worn out and tired, a job that I hate. Thank God it's Friday. This week has been long and hard. Step through my alarm. I'll be late, but thank God it's Friday. 'Cause tonight
I'm gonna start the weekend.
All fit fine.
Tomorrow I'm gonna sleep in. Half my life
is just working for crappy pay. Thank God it's Friday.
All right, we're ready for the final day of the week here on News Talk 93.1 FM. WACV just posted the breakfast special.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. One of my favorites, chili cheese omelet.
Yummy!
If you've never had one. You know where I used to get one of those? At Walt's Breakfast Shop. On Norman Bridge Road next to WHHY.
So maybe if I can find somebody out there with some money to spend.
Yeah.
Greg's Breakfast Shop. We'll take on the Waltz tradition and serve some of that.
Yeah, he was a short order cook, and he was the best, man. You're the best.
Larry Stevens has also spoken fondly of Waltz.
Oh, boy.
Over the past. Man, I just, when I was outside before I came upstairs, I had a sneeze-a-rama. I mean, like 20 of them in a row.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what's in the air this morning? But it made my eyes water. It was so bad.
Was it the Prattville? No,
I haven't smelled the paper mill in a long time.
I haven't either.
They put a mask over that thing or something, so there's no aroma. All right, so we got a weekend coming up. Will I be able to wear the boil bag today?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Much colder today. Chance of flurries by evening. No. Wait a minute. That's the wrong piece of paper. Heat advisory in effect today through Saturday. High both days around 99. Heat index 105 to 111. Easy, and if not higher. We had 110 on the heat index yesterday. Rain chances today about 10% at best. Widely scattered storms return on Saturday. Tiny rain chance, but not zero. Low tonight down to about 80. Tonight's low is 80. Sunday, scattered storms return. Sunday's temperature looks better, 94. When 94 starts to sound good, there's something wrong.
You are correct, sir.
And Monday, showers and thunderstorms become numerous. How about 89 Monday? How about yes? Right now, this morning, we're looking out at the airport here, 76 degrees, dew point 74. It's 6:10.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When you want your front lawn to feel more like a welcome mat, the Kubota Z400 is built to cut like a pro. Turn on a dime with effortless precision. Fast cut, Kubota quality, affordable price. See us today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Guess what day it is?
It's Friday.
It's Friday?
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Could this day get any better?
This day can't get any better. Or can it?
Yes, it can. Oh, yes, it can.
It is National Cheesecake Day.
It happens to be National Cheesecake Day today.
Can I interest you folks in some of our heavenly cheesecake?
Happy National Cheesecake Day. Cheesecake.
Are you eating the cheesecake without me?
It's showtime.
I didn't know about National Cheesecake Day, or I might have brought some for you. I make a pretty good cheesecake.
Yes, you do. I mean, you're just good at in the kitchen.
Yeah, but you know what?
You got something to fall
you
back
made
on.
That picture look so amazing.
It got some play on television. We're dealing with the new guy today, Riley, and he was very impressed. Chili cheese omelet, he said.
Whoa. So far, just two reactions to it. We would like to see that get over 100 by 7 o'clock. So just go to my Facebook page. Look for the chili. Got some funny stuff up there, too. A cute animal video, as we are known to post here in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I think today's had something to do with a couple of dancing. I mean, goats that are walking around. Really, like, it's the weekend, man, and we got to go.
Look at the way they're strutting.
Yeah, they're strutting, and there's some music. To go. Let me see if I can get the music on from that little. Those are funky goats, are they not?
The music works.
Hey, as long as you got music going, let's get our Olympic update this morning, our heavy medal count.
China, 16 gold medals! Japan, 15 gold medals! USA, 14 gold medals! Russia, 9 gold medals!
Olympic ratings down 49% from the Rio Games.
That's
in 2016.
Incredible. Half the ratings are
because gone. What are we hearing about? We're not hearing about great athletic performances. We're hearing about American athletes pissing on our flag. We're hearing about the issues with Simone Biles, who I am very empathetic to.
We're hearing about the Tokyo COVID out of control.
It may. There's still a chance they may postpone the rest of the games.
Is that right?
Yeah. How would you like to be writing that check for NBC? Huh?
Oh, my gosh. That would be... Oh, my
as it
gosh.
Is, they're probably going to end up, from what I read yesterday, rebating advertisers. And now this moron, this demented thing that we call our president... we're back to masks. Hey, speaking of which, now we have our most electrifying story coming up, and it involves sticks. Oh, wait till you hear this.
Oh?
A little piece of bread. But I got this this morning... And this is the guy that has led to the economic destruction of our country with his inconsistency.
In his own words. You do not need to wear a mask indoors if, in fact, you've been vaccinated. Good that you're vaccinated, but in a situation where you have people indoors, particularly crowded, you should wear a mask.
So even if you are vaccinated, you should wear a mask.
If, in fact, you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, you are protected, and you do not need to wear a mask.
That music worked with his cadence of speaking.
It sure did.
Yeah.
It sure did. We are at 6:13. So, what we're going to do, Mr. Thomas.
Yes?
We're going to get our first look at the roads.
Okay.
With Wendell J.
No, it's Jerry this morning.
Oh, Jerry Howell this
and he's
morning.
In the building here. So
I have to go down and say hello.
Yeah.
We spent all of that money to build that beautiful traffic facility
oh,
for...
My gosh. The multi-level traffic center.
And soon we'll be in the studio. I know because I got a nasty note from Rick yesterday saying, get your crap out of the studio. Notice that I it removed a few things, at least, from the top of the...
How did that have to do with the new studio, what he was saying?
We're not bringing this downstairs.
Oh.
I had no intention of bringing it downstairs.
Right, right.
But when the boss says clean it up, I clean it up.
So you think it'll be next week?
Soon.
Soon.
We'll let you know, folks, because you'll be able to, you won't have to go to Facebook to look at Rich's breakfast. You'll be able to walk up to the window and peer in.
Will world peace happen or the studio happen first?
I'm going to go with the studio. We got an awesome engineer, Craig, who's really great, and Tom Jones, the veteran, assisting him out. I'm confident. And you know what? Last time I fought the move. Because this studio is so old, but it has that studio ambiance to it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fight it this time.
Okay. All right, good.
It's time to say goodbye.
I like that I'm going to be right around the corner from the Weather Center. I like the windows.
Well, that'll be the most modern update to our weather system that we could have possibly asked for. Because we can't see a damn thing from here.
What's it doing? Is it raining?
It's like one day earlier this week, I'm sitting here with Spotless saying, it sounds like it's raining. Hard.
Right.
So he says, I'll go down and check. So you got to climb down 22 steps, open the doors. Yep, it's raining all right.
Right.
And that's the system we've worked with since day one.
But you're going to miss those stairs, right?
Oh. Heartbreaking. Now that I'm doing great with the bike, phenomenal with the bike, but walking is a different matter because the sciatica comes back. And anybody that's had to deal with that ain't fun. All right, and our TV topic today is...
I don't know how we're going to get 3 minutes out of this one, but...
Look, I do the best I can.
I know. It's not you. It's what they pick. Parents worrying about the top 10 milestone moments, like potty training the kid, first steps.
There's some funny lines in there.
I'll let you take
it. You can go back and refer to your early childhood memories, or Chase is your baby.
Well, yeah.
Dad?
Yeah, we'll take it. By the way, we're dealing with the new guy, Riley, too, on this hit, too.
All right.
Weather guy.
We'll be right back with all of that. First, traffic, local news.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, I just checked all the feeder routes into the city. 331 from the South Troy Highway, also 31 out of Prattville with Tumpka Highway. All are doing good, along with the interstates and the boulevard. We do see a slowdown 85 northbound around Shorter. That'll be stop and go. Be careful. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. Good credit, slow credit, doesn't matter. MCS in Wetumpka, NMLS 232876. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. The city of Montgomery's 44th homicide is 25-year-old Keisha Green. She was shot and killed on Rosa Parks Avenue Wednesday night. Three other people were injured. One of them suffered life-threatening injuries. The two other women were hospitalized but are expected to be okay. Alabama health officials say COVID-19 is raging through the state. Alabama now has the nation's highest positivity rate, and there's no sign the rapid increase in cases will end soon. Only 34% of Alabama's population is fully vaccinated. That is the lowest in the nation. And the state of Alabama was well represented at last night's NBA draft. Alabama's Josh Primo was the 12th pick of the San Antonio Spurs. Alabama's Herbert Jones went 35th to New Orleans. Auburn's J.T. Thor went 37th to the Pistons of Detroit. And Sharif Cooper went 48th overall to the Atlanta Hawks. Oklahoma State's Cade Cunningham went first overall to the Detroit Pistons. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
At Ligger's Bakery, our name is synonymous with tradition. Ligger's has been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From our legendary mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. Remember to call Ligger's to order the custom cookies and cakes that make summertime sweeter. Visit Ligger's Bakery on Facebook and Instagram for photos and more information. Or call to place your order today, 288-6550. Or come by the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. Come home. Come on home to Ligger's.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
Mike Costanza from Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Barranco drinking Chappie's Deli bottled water. Holy cow, this water's awesome.
It kind of tastes just like water to me.
Look, you can even see through it.
Looks like regular water to me.
Yep, can't you tell Mike's in love with the water too?
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Just to give it that extra level of drama.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
When did you become such a drama queen?
Well, I was born this way. We had spoken previously that Dennis DeYoung had reached out to, and I used to work for these guys, so I know them all. Sticks.
Sticks! I've heard that.
Dennis DeYoung had reached out to Sticks, offering the chance to perform one final tour with the original band, and the answer is in. The answer provided by Tommy Shaw is...
No, no, no.
He's not going to do it?
No. Tommy said the band would not consider that possibility. I can't say I'm surprised, because when I saw the guys at Impact a couple of years ago, and we had the guys from Impact here yesterday, they finally opening up after 505 days with Three Dog Night in town this weekend.
Right.
At that night, I asked Jay Weiss, how long has it been since you talked to Dennis? And he gave me the specific date in 1997 or '99.
That says something.
And not since. So that told me that there is an issue there that just will not be resolved. So now you know now you know the story, but you got it from somebody who used to work for the rock group Styx.
Styx!
Yeah. Dennis DeYoung wanted to, though?
Wanted to.
Yeah.
In a way, it must have been really bad. In a way, I wish they had been able to work it out.
We can go hot now, I think.
Yeah.
Welcome back. It is 6:24 on this Friday morning. There are a lot of early milestones that stress parents out when raising kids, and it's hard not to compare that to how other kids their age are doing. A lot to talk about here, so let's check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning. Doing?
This is going to be mostly David and Greg, because you guys have had children.
Well,
I don't think Riley will be able to.
Let me begin by saying...
Riley's 22. Riley's 22.
I just broke my 20s. I have no children to talk about.
Some of our listeners have been trying to figure out which famous celebrity that David most resembles.
And you going to tell us now?
Well, no, I'm not going to give you my answer, but a listener sent in a side-by-side with you and Steve Martin, and it was a bit of a stretch.
That was good. Yeah, that was close, but you're not going to reveal yours?
No? This is drama. We want to engage the viewers.
Drama has gone on for 2 weeks.
But send your suggestions. You know, the potty training... First of all, everybody in the world who has potty trained a baby will tell you how to potty train a baby. And we worked very, very hard on that. But with my daughter, we had great luck. It took me a little bit longer to figure it out, you know, to master potty training.
But my mother's. What about Janelle's first word? Was it daddy or mommy?
Yes, it was.
It was daddy?
Yes.
It was daddy?
In fact, all of my buddies who have daughters, fathers of daughters say that's their first word.
Look at that. Look at that.
Chase's first word was Jay.
I don't know if you can see. Can you see the dog in the picture there?
I don't know.
You can.
Anyway. What about you, David? What was a milestone when you had your kids? Was it the first step or crawling or what was it?
Now, so I have three. So with the first one, you know, like everything was, you know, huge, gigantic. We called everybody. yes. But on the list, all of these are pretty good. The potty training, that like Greg was saying, that's a huge milestone that everybody's thankful for, right?
Yes.
First step, sleeping through the night, saying their first word, rolling over, those are big ones. But, you know, the thing that was funny, the first time my oldest daughter, Jessica, did sleep through the night, it freaked me out. I was like, you know, because you're not used to them sleeping through the night. You're not used to getting an entire night's sleep. So I was asking my wife, Sonia, hey, are you sure she's okay? It's so quiet in there. the fears of the first, whenever the first parent.
Now, it's exciting when they start to become mobile,
right?
Crawling and so forth. But when they pull themselves up on tables and things, we went out. I don't know if you can still get them or not, but we were able to go out and buy foam corners for all our furniture because they wobble.
Yeah,
they're like little weebles. They wobble. They fall down sometimes.
Head. Yeah, sure.
And you worry about stuff like that.
Riley, you got brothers and sisters?
I'm an only child, but I do have a very young cousin. He just turned 4 earlier this month, and so I was able to watch him grow up. And, you know, like you were saying, watching him walk around, climb on things like a monkey, literally climbing on everything, it did drive my cousins a little bit crazy, but yeah.
But my brother had he was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam, a Huey, and his son couldn't say Huey. Hooey. It was just funny. You had to be there.
Kids all have Paschetti, you know, that's watching them master certain words that are not phonetically that easy.
Uncle Witch. I was Uncle Witch.
My daughter Uncle Jessica Witch. Would hear us talking about adults. Uh-huh. Adults, you know. But she thought it was adult.
Oh,
like D-O-L-T.
Yeah.
Like is that adult?
Adult is in like Ryan Stennett. That kind of adult
we pick on Ryan.
Not here to defend himself.
I know.
He's gonna hear about it.
Hey, no, I'll get it back
all right,
the next
you guys,
time.
Hey.
We're done already?
Yeah.
I'm certain.
Guess so. Yep.
I am sorry. We're done. Time just flies.
Right. David, isn't it great to be a father of a daughter?
All right.
You too.
Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
All right.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
Pardon me while I admire myself on the final seconds of our...
Yeah, there's a 16-second delay, folks, so we're able to look at the monitor.
What I did notice, I'm glad I'm tucking my shirts in.
Good.
I don't look like I was, dumped into the chair by a forklift.
Now, Jay and I were talking about the where the camera might be in the,
downstairs,
the new studio.
Yeah.
And you may be in the foreground with your full body, full frontal body there.
We can't figure out the angle that they're going to be taking there.
Yeah. So,
well, figuring out the right angle to take is a big part of life, Jay.
I don't want to be in the foreground as I am now because I'm... I just don't...
You know, I'm not sure because that's going to be a real close shot now because the walls are a lot closer
Good
in.
Good point.
Hey, let's do our risky click of the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Phone's ringing. Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is East.
East.
Hey, East.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to ask you guys, and Rich especially, if you remember when Lorne Michaels tried to get the Beatles back together with that whopping check of,
yeah.
What was it, $4,000?
Yeah, and you can pay Ringo a lot less if you want.
That was one of the most brilliant bits in early SNL history. I mean, I remember laughing my butt off watching it live.
And they nearly came down there and
did
it,
too.
You know
what? John and Paul were going to come down.
They were watching it live.
They were watching it at John's house. At John's apartment.
They do it.
Yeah,
that's hilarious. Well, I was just wondering if maybe we could talk Rick Peters into doing that for six. You know, we could get like $575.
You can pay Dennis whatever you want.
Yeah, but Tommy might not show up.
Actually, Dennis would probably do it for free just to be able to do it. It's because he's in his 70s now, and it's a shame that he's at that point saying, I regret the things got so bad with the guys that they won't consider doing a reunion tour.
I mean, the guys that have done a reunion tour that hate each other, and there's a few examples of that. I'm trying to think of one, but there.
The Eagles?
The Eagles.
Yeah,
Eagles is a perfect example.
Journey is another.
That could have been a crime scene. What are you talking about?
Right.
There's little chalk marks everywhere.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Except they wouldn't allow Felder.
No.
Yep.
Well, listen, you guys have a great weekend. Good
All
radio.
Right. Take care.
Right. Almost anything in life can be fixed. Sometimes it's your car that needs.
Oh, that's a segue there.
See what I did?
See what that is?
A little check mark here.
You know we're going to talk about Montgomery Paint and Body. We're so grateful for their long-term support of what we do here. And to thank them, we've conveniently had an assortment of accidents.
Yeah.
Little fender benders, cosmetic damages, deer strikes.
Oh.
It's almost like a
telephone pole.
A timing. Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, things have been going smoothly.
Yeah, it's not that we're bad drivers. We just haven't had deer, all of a sudden your windshield is filled with a deer. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, deer.
But, and that's always, oh God, here we go again. Insurance adjusters, accident reports, sometimes police reports, sometimes even lawyers. But at the end of the day, you get to choose who's going to make your car look good as new, maybe better. And that's why Montgomery Paint and Body uses that as their tagline, because that's what they deliver and have delivered for 4.5 decades. Built on the ethic of Donnie Turner, who won't settle for anything less than the closest to perfection they can get, with son Brandon following that lead. Look, nobody wants you to have an issue with your car. But when it happens, at least know at the end of all that hassle, you're going to get a car back that will make your jaw drop and your eyes open wide. MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W.
Hey, it's Angel from Beauty and Beyond, and I want to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to advertise on Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped keep traffic coming to our location. We would like to thank the city for the support, and we also recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The timeline with Uncle Witch is coming up in 1 minute.
The school year is almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers in our area are often forced to buy their own classroom supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to cram the van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, cleaning supplies, and backpacks to Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for public schools in the River Region. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Guardian Credit Union.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Day of the year, 154 days remain on National Cheesecake Day. We found that out a little bit earlier this hour. I don't get this one. National Fried Chicken and Waffles Day. I think they just combined.
Baumhauer's does chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles. Yeah, I've never thing. Done that.
That's fantastic.
It's one of their the most ordered items on their menu.
Really?
Yes.
How about that? It's International Day of Friendship. My friends are right here. In low places. And it's National Share a Hug Day.
Give me a chance. Let me give you a hug, little
boy. Others said in 1898, Scientific American became the first magazine to publish a car ad. Winton Motors urged readers to dispense with the horse. Okay. 65 years ago, in 1956, In God We Trust became the official motto of the U.S. Money. It was on the $1 silver certificate first.
I'm surprised that the direction of the country, that hasn't become a big priority lefties.
1965, President Lyndon Johnson signed the Medicare bill, creating Medicare for the elderly and Medicaid for the poor. The first two cards, by the way, went to Harry Truman and his wife. The Trumans got the Medicare bill passed by Congress in 49.
And they were one of the few people that went to D.C. and didn't come back, millionaires.
They were destitute almost when they got back to Missouri. And that's when they established the presidential...
Library of Independence?
Well, no, the presidential...
Pension.
Pension, yeah. The presidents do very well now. 1966, Batman the movie, starring the one true Batman, Adam West, debuts. Campy classic that sets Batman and Robin against four of their arch enemies, including the Joker, the Catwoman, the Riddler, and the Penguin. Also on that day in 66, Wild Thing, the Trogs hit number one. Now, our song of the day. It's the Song of Summer series. Another one riding high on the charts. We did one from 72 yesterday. Same week in 72 this year. The writer and playing lead guitar in this one, you may have heard this guy before. Eric Clapton for Derek and the Dominoes. This song inspired by a 7th century love story from Arabia. This was pretty long for radio to play. 7 minutes and 4 seconds. How about a little Layla with your toast and coffee this morning on National... Fried Chicken and Waffle Day? All right. Give me Layla. think there was a radio edit, was there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there was?
2 minutes and 59 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Huh. Well, they cut out that, because there's this whole part at the end.
The piano thing.
Yeah, like there's...
Oh, yeah.
There's, it's 30 seconds of guitar at the beginning.
Right.
Like 2 minutes of song.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's like 4 minutes...
Of that piano.
Of guitar and piano and everything
right.
else.
Yeah. On FM, we played it right to the Fat Birdies at the end.
7:04. On this date in 1975, I remember listening to the radio, CKLW, announcing that Jimmy Hoffa is missing. He was last seen outside a restaurant near Detroit. He was 62, then officially declared dead by an Oakland County judge after 7 years and 131 days. Haven't found his body yet, but...
Recently, know. The son of a mobster...
On his deathbed?
Yeah, the son of a mobster said he thinks he knows where Hoffa is buried, and it's not in... He's not... Cemented
not
into
in the meadowland.
No, no, it's a near a dump area where they used to put the bodies in the oil can.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. It's supposed to be one of those.
Hey, we'll watch Lansky here in a few.
Yeah, that's exciting.
It's a night. It's a 2021 movie about Meyer Lansky.
Can't wait to see it.
Yeah, 45 years ago in 1976, Bruce Jenner won the decathlon gold medal at the Montreal Olympics. Will Caitlyn Jenner run for governor of California? I don't know. Same person, by the way. 1977 on this date. The Bee Gees' younger brother, Andy Gibb, started a 4-week run at number one with I Just Want to Be Your Everything. I don't know if you know this movie or like it or what, but in 1982 on this date, Night Shift opened. Henry Winkler, Michael Keaton... two guys who turned the city morgue into a brothel with the help of Shelley Long. Have you ever seen the movie?
I have seen it once. That was a while back.
It's hilarious.
Wasn't that Ron Howard's first film?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it was a Ron Howard movie or not.
Hang on. It may not have been. Hang on. Was it Night Shift?
Night Shift, 1982.
That must have been tough because Mayberry didn't have any overnight convenience stores for previous experience.
That was Ron Howard directed.
Is that right?
Yep.
Don't ever watch it with me because I know every line. All right, 1998 on this tape, a group of Ohio machine shop workers calling themselves the Lucky 13 wins the Powerball jackpot. $295.7 million, largest ever in American history. Oh, on this date in 99, the Blair Witch Project was released, a low-budget independent horror film. Became a massive cult hit. You know how much they made that for?
About $300,000.
You're exactly
but
right.
I do know this, and I think Jay mentioned it in Random Facts once, that movie has the highest profit margin in Hollywood history because it grossed like well over $200 million.
That's pretty
relative
gross.
To production cost. I think it has the highest return
amazing.
On investment.
Right, yeah.
And there's been a couple other movies like that, right? Like, they made Clerk pretty cheap. Right?
Clerks was in very cheap, yeah. Filmed it in black and white so it could be either day or night scenes. Right. That way you didn't have to worry about lighting. Because mm-hmm. he was filming it in this convenience store that he had to do it while they were closed.
Oh, and
at night. And so if he'd filmed it in black and white, you couldn't really tell.
Yeah. On this date in 2003, Mexico had the very last old-style Volkswagen Beetle produced in Mexico. I didn't know they made them in Mexico.
Well, we've driven a lot of manufacturing to Mexico over the years, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. All right, now we're going to do some birthdays here. Christopher Nolan is 51. He's a director. How old do you think Lisa Kudrow would be from Friends?
The question is, do I care how old Lisa Kudrow is?
All right. She's Steve Carell's wife. Did you know that?
Wow.
No, I didn't know that.
That's what it says here. You think she's over 60, under 60?
I'm going to guess just over 60.
58. I was a little surprised about that.
Should have gone with 57. That was my original.
Delta Burke is 65 today. I've got one more for you. Frank Stallone, by the way, is 71. That's Sylvester's brother. I'll give you the last one. Arnold Schwarzenegger is 74. How old is the guy who wrote the Tonight Show theme? First of all, who is that?
Paul Anka.
Paul Anka, right. And how old would Paul Anka be today?
All right, can I have a minute to think about this?
Yeah. He's having your baby. Lonely boy.
Got a lot of math going on here.
He's Jason Bateman's father-in-law, because Jason is married to Paula, his daughter.
All right, so going adding what to 26 plus 21 is 47, 80.
That's exactly right. He's 80.
You know, all right, just so you understand, I knew how old he was when "You're Having My Baby" was a hit. So that's why I was doing the...
That's amazing. I don't... How would you even know that or remember?
I don't remember them all, but that's the savant way I connect or figure some of these out.
That's amazing. Yeah, the Tonight Show theme, Paul Anka. How about that?
Yeah.
To go out to your mailbox, you know, once a month and pick up that check.
Nice.
Wow. 35 days until Labor Day weekend. That means football we care about is 36 days away. Thanksgiving dinner on the table in 118 days, and Santa works. And 148 days from now, there's your timeline.
With your host, Uncle Witch, Hummus. 6:45, Lewis Lawn. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody's already there. Getting things set up for the date. Chad Sasser, Haley, TJ, the whole team. It's their busy season. It's not just getting new equipment sold to professionals and do-it-yourselfers. It's getting service done to equipment they've sold to professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Busy place. They carry every weight. You see what Uncle Witch has started with me now? Every weight product line that you can think of. Walker, which is supposed to be pronounced Walker, by the way. Echo, Exmark, Toro, all the steel products. And a new one they launched last year that has turned out to be a huge seller, and that's the Ego. These are battery-operated. If your dream mower, edger, trimmer has been one that you just detach from a charging station and press the on button, they got it. And you know what? They're comparably priced to gasoline-powered products, and you can do a full lawn. Do all your edging and trimming on one charge. They're also looking for counter help at Lewis Lawn, so if you want to work with some great people at a place that'll keep you hopping, stop by 1135 Northeastern Bypass and fill out an application. All you need is a good attitude. And you'll fit right in at Lewis Lawn. 244-9191 is our number, by the way.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
I've lost track. Is this the fourth day of the heat advisory? I think so, and tomorrow would be the fifth day. Heat advisory continues through Saturday. High both days around 99. Heat index at least 105 to 111, and that's conservative. Yesterday, the heat index went to 110. Rain chances, you know, not zero today, but about 10% today. A little bit better, 20 to 30% tomorrow with some widely scattered storms. Low tonight, 80. How often do you hear low tonight, 80? Sunday, scattered storms return with a high around 94, which is, you know, better. And Monday, showers and storms are going to become numerous with a high around 89. 89 sounds like you get the jackets out. Much better. Right now this morning, we have 76 degrees and a dew point of 75 here at 647.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All right, we already gave you the biggest piece of cheap and trashy news, and that is that Dennis DeYoung had reached out to his former bandmates in Styx and proposed a reunion tour, one final tour, and Tommy Shaw, speaking for the band, said no. So that will not be happening.
Wow.
And that does kind of sad me, I have to admit. Actually, it'd be kind of cool if they went out, and the guy that's been taking Dennis's role, if the two of them did stuff together, kind of like a, you know, a support thing.
Yeah.
I think that would be within Dennis's heart to do, and that way the guy that took his place doesn't have to feel like a second stringer, because he's really good.
Who is the Chicago lead singer that left that they hate? Or no,
Peter Cetera?
Cetera hates them, I think, is what it is. Peter Cetera.
Yeah, well, he hates good music. Terry Kath was that band. And with the passage of time, that's when you realize, you know, how critical he was to that group's sound and success. Cetera was a balladeer. Women loved his music.
He was, but Chicago still sounds great, but when they get to the Peter Cetera spots in the song,
band,
it's like,
You're the inspiration. Between him and Air Supply, I almost died of boredom.
Oh, don't, in the 80s. Don't even put the two in the same category.
Got your SRN News replay. We'll hit the traffic dungeon and come back with today's Cheap and Trashy.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Biden administration unveiling new pandemic rules for federal workers and some contractors. Any federal civilian employee who does not attest to being fully vaccinated will be subject to universal masking, weekly testing, physical distancing from other workers, and restrictions on official travel. From Ohio to New Jersey, powerful storms, including suspected tornadoes, caused a whole lot of damage last evening. 5 people injured in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, northeast of Philadelphia. More than 200 people have now arrived in the U.S. from Afghanistan, the first evacuation flight for Afghans who worked alongside Americans in Afghanistan. Former Senator Carl Levin has died. The Michigan Democrat was 87. Wall Street, Dow futures down 103 points. NASDAQ futures off 197. More details at srnnews.com.
At Nom Nom, we make real, good food for dogs and cats. And we mean that exactly like it sounds. Real, as in 100% whole ingredients. No dyes, fillers, or preservatives. Just restaurant-quality cuts of protein and hand-picked veggies. The same stuff you eat. Good, as in irresistible for our 4-legged family members. The research even says our recipes have higher food-to-stool ratios, which means they're more digestible and energizing than kibbles and cans. Food, as in recipe after recipe, all prepped and mixed in our kitchens. No flash frying, no extrusion, only carefully selected ingredients individually cooked to seal in maximum nutrition. Dogs and cats, as in yours and yours alone. Each of our meals comes carefully pre-portioned and delivered to fulfill your pet's exact nutritional needs based on age, weight management, and sensitivities. Not a calorie more than they need. See? Exactly like it sounds. Try 50% off your first order of Nom Nom Fresh Pet Food at trynom.com/radio. That's trynom.com/radio.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're still doing good this Friday morning. Believe me, I'll take all this I can get. 6585, the interchange to the Boulevard, they're still doing okay. Atlanta Highway to Madison to the downtown area, a little bit more company there, but you're okay. Drenham State has classes for certified nursing assistant. That'll be starting August 4th in Macon County. Change your life. Call Drenham State today, the college for real careers. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch. I watch.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in. Check out our inventory online at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
Remember how hot it was last summer? And there you were limping along with that old AC system, hoping and praying you'd make it to fall. Don't go through that again. This summer, be sure to stay cool and comfy with a reliable, efficient Bryant HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Bryant product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryant dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any summer plumbing problems you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines. Plumbing, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old AC system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Brian. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
Do you know what interest rates you're paying on your credit cards? If you knew, you'd probably be shocked. Many Americans are paying ridiculous amounts of money in interest alone. Money you could keep. How? With a special low-interest credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Now with a special radio listener discount. Available only at lightstream.com/news. You could pay off all your high-interest credit card debt with monthly payments at rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit. But this discounted rate is only available for radio listeners at this exclusive URL. lightstream.com/news. That's right. To get rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit, you must go to lightstream.com/news. The only way to get this reduced rate is to go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval, rates with this discount range from 5.83% APR to 19.99% APR. It includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, we'll start with a little trivia here. Uncle Witch.
Okay.
At 655. What popular 80s hit do you think just reached 1 billion hits on YouTube?
Probably by Ashley. What's the guy's name?
You got it. Rich Thomas, you are a winner.
That's why I'm such a chunky guy. Got a gym membership I never use. I eat Big Macs for lunch with an apple pie. I just made a New Year's resolution, but I'll give up in 2 weeks. Never gonna lose that weight. Never gonna shed those pounds. Never gonna cut those carbs.
Rick Roll helped get it there. But back in the 80s when that song was a hit, for whatever reason, I always referred to him as the immortal Rick Astley. It was sort of like just a subtle little tease.
He didn't have another hit, did he?
Not to my recollection.
Yeah, okay.
But you know, I was high a lot in those days, so I can't say for sure. Actually, what year was that? Was that, that was 87, though. I was sober then. So... no, I don't remember another hit.
No, I don't think so.
He was excited about achieving this unique status on YouTube. He says, the world is a wonderful and beautiful place, and I am very lucky. So we're happy for you. Can we give Rick Astley, Jeb, the...
please clap.
All right. Other news, the Olympics continue. We'll have your gold or your medal update a little bit later in the hour.
Did you say there was some talk that if things are getting so bad for with COVID over there that they could cancel?
You know, there was word prior to the start of the games last Friday that they may do that at the last minute.
Yeah.
Apparently, they've got cases in the Olympic Village. I mean, nothing would surprise me. Would you pay $700 for a 40-year-old piece of wedding cake?
I don't think so.
40-year-old piece of... I better be a little bit crisper with my language this morning. Yeah, you can spend that amount of money and enjoy a piece of cake from Charles and Di.
Oh, their cake.
One of these days, I've got to show you the video from the reenactment of the wedding we did in Florida, because we found a Chuck and Di, that, especially the guy, Charles, like dead ringer.
I think you've shown me the stills.
I may have.
Pictures. Yeah.
And we had 1,500 people packed into a nightclub to watch this ceremony. It was a hit. It was funny. And they all paid $10 a piece to see it, too.
Really?
$15,000. That was big money in the 80s. It's still big money. one of the original Rosie the Riveters passed away. Phyllis Gould passed away due to complications from a stroke at age 99, and she was one of the originals. She wasn't the inspiration for the poster that we're so familiar with. She was one of 5 million women who stepped up to take over in the workforce when American men were sent to fight in World War II.
Can I tell you a funny story real quick?
Sure.
You know, my dad was in the war. but no, I know what you're laughing at. But mom was worked in a munitions factory in Troy, New York during the war. And my dad always kidded her because the they were always defective munitions from that particular plant. Anyway, that's the end of my quick, funny story.